submission lamatas sif base.
So
we did the halacha as an isra b'hashmos kol. The Chazal answered doing different things which are there for musical purposes. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, it's a base, and says yesh matirim larmar le'ena yehudi le'nagin b'chlishir b'chupos. So they used to get married Erev Shabbos, and then they would have the Suda celebrating the Chasna Friday night. So just like we have music nowadays by our Chasnas, they had music by their Chasnas also. Obviously not on electric, but they would play instruments by the Chasna. So the question was, are they allowed to ask a non-Jew to play music by this the Chasna meal, which is Friday night? So the Mechaber says there's an opinion which says that it's going to be mutter to ask a goy to play a musical instrument by the Suda of the Chuppah. Okay. Comes from Moa. Rafila Lomer Lane Yehudi Lasak and a Klishir Shari Mishum Kabad Chosam Akala. It's not only is he allowed to play, but if he has to do some fixing of the klishir, which is not going to be a Torah prohibition, so it's all mutter under the umbrella of the concept called shvus de shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Amir la'akam anadur bonon b'mokim mitzvah is mutter. So having music by the chasna is considered a mitzvah, and therefore asking a goy the issur to play music is the rabbanon. The issur to fix the klishir many times is in a way which only be the rabbanon. So it's a amir la'akam on the rabbanon tzarich mitzvah. This opinion says it's going to be mutter. We'll see the mishabura that not everybody agrees to this. Okay. Comes along Abba Balav Hachi is aser. Other than the simplest chasam akala, we're not going to allow this. In other words, for a Sudas Bris or something of that sort, we were not allowed the simplest Torah. We could have goyim come and play musical instruments, non-electric musical instruments on simplest Torah. Shoes to shoes, the Malkim Mitzvah. Well, that's not mutter. It's only mutter rechosam v'kalah. Mia b'zman hazel, nogol hokol b'tam shisbar b'simin shachuzel linyan tipuach v'rikul. We are makel in regards to clapping and dancing, which Chazal asked playing musical instruments, because you might come to fix them. Then Chazal asked clapping, dancing, etc. Rhythmic sound producing things, person slapping a leg to a beat, clapping, etc. Rama says the minigus to make on that. That's the minigus to make. Okay. Is that the Mishmura Ches? Lomar, the Issa Shmos Kol B'Klishir Ena Alum Isud Rabbanon. Having a goy play a musical instrument, the playing of a musical instrument is the Rabbanon. Gezer Shem Yisak and Klishir, because I'll ask it because I'm afraid that a person might, when he's playing, do something to correct the Klishir and make it function better. So that's the Isidra Rabbanon. You cannot play because you might come to fix. If Amir Len Yehudi Gam Ken En El Isidra Rabbanon, and asking a guy to do something is Isidra Rabbanon. Habi Shvus to Shvus. So it's what's known as a Shvus to Shvus. It's an Isidra Rabbanon and an Isidra Rabbanon. Amir La'akim, which is the Rabbanon, to do an Isidra, which is only also Amir Rabbanon. Welcome Mitzvah. And Shvus to Shvus and Welcome Mitzvah is Mutter. Now, why is this considered a mitzvah? They in simchas chasam kala ella b'klishir rishari v'chenal b'simin shen zayin sefei ayin shom. So we said before in simin shen zayin that shus is permitted by a makam mitzvah. So even though this is not one of your targeting mitzvahs, but the idea that a simchas chasam kala should exist without music, they feel that that's lacking in the appropriate simplest chasam kala. So they're playing the music goes under the umbrella of the din of mitzvah, and since playing the music goes under the umbrella of being called a mitzvah, so it's a shus to shus, a mokum mitzvah, and it's mutter. That's this opinion. Now, some disagree and say that it's not permitted. If the guy comes on his own and starts playing music, we don't have to send them away. Or if there's no mir lachem involved in it on Shabbos, it would also be mutter, according to this opinion. Okay. So now the Ramah says that we're going to allow to play the music, we're going to actually going to allow the mir lachem that have the goy in some way correct the musical instruments, fix it as it were, to play better.
You're really talking about tuning the instrument, correct? You're not talking about an actual, like the instrument is somehow broken in some way, is it?
Well, let's see. Seriously, the simple sense of Makala, all the Yosim Mishar Stam Dabar Mitzvah. Okay, Malkein Muta Amira Afilu the Betikon Aklishir Dehu Malacha Deraisa. So this opinion takes it a step further. It says that there are a few mitzvahs which Amir La'akum on a Torah prohibition, they're matter. We discussed this in the context. Chazal allowed writing documentation on a purchase of land in Eretz Yisrael from a goy, purchasing land from a goy, and the goy says, if we don't draw the document now on Shabbos, I'm not going through with the deal. So you're allowed to ask a goy to write in order to make sure that we don't lose the opportunity to reclaim the land from the goy. So the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of getting the land back from the goyim, is strong enough that we allow Amir La'akum on a Torah Isser. So this opinion holds that similar to Hassan Makala is similar to that. So even though most times Shus is only Amir La'akum for a mitzvah is only mutter on a Durabana, over here Amir La'akum for a mitzvah, according to this opinion, is even mutter on a Duraisa. So what's a Duraisa? The Rai says we're talking about actually fixing the kli. The kli needs to be fixed. It's not producing music, etc. And you're going to actually fix the kli. So that might be a malacha deraisa, a makapatish or boina, if it's a significant action. And even so, it's going to be mutter because of this opinion.
But that's the there. I mean, you're not asking him to. It's not clear that he's going to actually do that.
No, no, we're asking, but saying that you're allowed to, and you're lasakin a cliche.
I'm sorry.
He's saying you're actually allowed to be matakin it. There is an opinion before that holds it's true by any mitzvah. And we're lacking on the rice as mutter for any mitzvah. There's such an opinion. If that's the pshat in this opinion, that this is not an exception, it's going like that opinion that there's mutter by any mitzvah. We don't pass like that opinion. So So we don't pass on that opinion. So this opinion would not be mutter. This scenario would not be mutter. So asking a goy to do malacha deraisa in order to provide music by the meal is not going to be mutter. Then the Rambam continued. He said, "There's only mutter for the purpose of a chasen kala, of a lav hachi. Otherwise, let's learn by b'shar simcha shel mitzvah. Any other scenario where we're celebrating." A mitzvah, Sudas Mila or Simchas Torah. So Sudas Mila, or the you want to bring in music on Simchas Torah. Also, I feel learning Yehudi Lenagen. So not only is it also to be mitaken, which that's a deraisa, but even to play, which is a derabana. Imloy Shaboy Me'atzman. Excuse me. Unless they come on their own to play, they feel friendly, they want to come along and play. Okay, you have mechiv to stop them. A shechino a some erev Shabbos.
What does that mean? To prepare them. You mean tuned them?
No, I mean to arrange with the goy.
How does that help? Because
there's no amir lachem. There's no amir lachem on the process on Shabbos. No. we're not finished with this yet. Okay, that's what. Okay, now, then he says, "Vayim Michelle." This is really a Vayim Michelle. It was Marie. That's Marie Hassad. Chelik Aluf Simon and Tesh. Oishel and Agad Beminim Beugav Beshas Atfila Yerei Eri Yehudi. Okay, you can't have a goy play the organ for you. On Shabbos, we'll have a goy play the organ for the tefillah. They should have accompanied it to the tefillah.
That's why he's got Germany.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was Hungary, but it's the same idea. Some server, Chelik Shishi, Simon Pevav, Shehebi Rice, Lesser Af Bechol, Lam Besagas, Beshas HaTefillah, Brat Beshabbos, Ein Shum Heter. So that's what they were fighting, was this issue of trying to introduce the idea of cathedral music into the shul that the reform are trying to do. Okay. Noga Lohakel. We're only knowing that this much we're going to make. But to learn, Hamir Lanagin B'Shar Simcha Shal Mitzvah, they're going to. They're more saying it's mutter even by other mitzvahs, based on the argument that we're not bakit and how do we misak and cliche. They're saying whether they're matter clapping and dancing, we should matter playing, having the guy play music. So the bush takes that back and says, no, it's only mutter by simchas chasam v'kala. Tipuach, the pretty good pirish, kivin the medina yesh, I remember the habil on the mishrei. There's an opinion which holds that even a Jew himself could do it, because any person who was a musician knew how to fix the instrument himself, how to create the instrument himself, etc. He would whittle his recorder, the reed, and make the recorder. So he might do that on Shabbos. Nowadays, we're not book how to do that.
I thought it includes tuning, though. No.
Some tuning, yes. Some tuning, no. Depends. Chen al kaponim shori amira l'eni yehudi l'nagid. So that's the opinion which Rambam is going to bring later on. That even though we're makel on the clapping and dancing. Theoretically, we should be makel on which Chazal Aser, because there you might come to Misak and Klishir. So Chazal Aser playing instruments, because you might come to Misak and Klishir. So theoretically, we should be makel on that also. But we're not makel on that. But that much we should do, at least, to say that if I had a goy, have a non-Jew play the music, that much you should be makel. But this heter only applies to playing, not to as much of the Ramah is being makel. He's not being makel to actually do tikkun. He's being makel to do the play. Now the Moshe Dirsha brings over here that the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays the minig is not to be makel even for chosam v'kalo. Even to ask a goy to come range with the goy from before Shabbos, all of those things are not making one. It brings about his guy also says that that we were knowing not to accept this cool of the machaber. The minig is not like that. You can't be mshat on the minig.
Minhag was not like what? You mean not to accept the cool of
the... Not to accept the cool and allow the goy to play. Okay.
Play it.
Well, the case over here is the Suda's Chuppah, but theoretically we share brachas.
Wedding and Shabbos?
They would get married. The custom in many places in Europe was they would get married Erev Shabbos, and then the Suda's Chasna, they would have the Chuppah right before Shabbos, and then they would celebrate the Suda of the Chasna Friday night. So that's where they would save money. You're making a nice Friday night meal anyway, as opposed to making a meal on Tuesday night and have to make a meal again on Shabbos, they would be able to mix the Suda's Chasam Akala together with the Suda Shabbos and save money. Okay. Fine. So Halakha L'maisa, we don't rely on this We do not rely on this opinion. We do not allow Rabbi Lakum to have a guy play music by Shevruchas or by Sudas Chasna, if that would come out to be from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. We do not allow a guy to do that. One thing, the Torah brings over here, like a piece of, like, you know, you have the, you take a little bit of your European history, and you fit it into a piece of Torah. So the Torah brings over here this argument that playing music is considered a mitzvah, to the point that Mir Lakim is the mutzah, the tzarechit. There's no gemara that you have to play music by a chasna. The more you have to miss a mechal, some mechal. Right? So we could argue that the shus is mutzah memakim, something which Chazal have been magdar as a mitzvah. Something which I think, you know, the Rishonim obviously come along and say that they feel that this is compelling enough, that this is called a mitzvah enough, that they didn't have to shus memakim a mitzvah. So he brings over there that King Richard was captured during the Crusades, while he was being held captive, so the Queen Mother made a decree that no music can be played in England and Normandy. Normandy was, at that point in time, was under the Norman rule. I'm not sure which region it was at the time. Did not allow any chasnas to take place because it's inappropriate to have a chasna take place without music. So the idea that there should be, people should get married, but no music because the queen had made a decree there can't be any music, is inappropriate. If they want to get married, they would have to leave the area ruled under the English rule and move into the other part of France where they didn't have, where this decree was, where it wasn't, you know, wasn't effective, and get married over there. But he felt it was wrong. They should get married in a place where they can't have, because the requirement of having music by a chasna is significant enough that you can't do that. So that's what the Torah brings, this idea that we see that playing music by a chasna has a din of a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv to have music by a chasna, to the point that we mir la'akam should move to that purpose. So you see a little piece of your English history all of a sudden comes alive, you know. I think it should have been somewhere in the 1300s, that, you know, the 1200s, right? It was 12 something rather, when it's the 13th century. So it was Balitosis, one of the Balitosis, I forgot who made that decision. Okay. Okay, now, the next case over here, the Sif Gimel deals with a clock. Zuga Makashkes, the shows, also Ayyadei Mishkoldis. So you have a clock, a grandfather clock. It has weights, and you use the weights to pull down and tighten the spring, and the spring then releases. As it releases, it moves the mechanism which it turns the dial and moves your clock, and then it plays music, some type of a clock which will play music on the hour, whatever it is. So mutal orcher ulachinam ibayoyim keshiyelach biyikashkes kol haShabbos. So a person is allowed to set up that it should, the timer, set up the spring that the clock will keep time over Shabbos, even though you're arranging before Shabbos that there's going to be a playing of music automatically by this clock as it chimes out the hours. That's mutter. So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is the potential issue would be Marasayan. Right? Potential issue would be Marasayan because people will hear, walk by your house and hear music playing, right? So they say, "Oh, he's playing music on Shabbos." No, they're going to realize it's a clock, and that most people set up clocks from beforehand. And there's no reason to say that they're going to be, there's going to be any Marasayan issue, and that's why we're saying that the chiddush over here, that's mutter. We're not worried about the Marasayan slash chashad issue in regards to this. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah. So that's just dealing with the issue of setting up from before Shabbos to continue to time on Shabbos itself. The issue of pulling the weights on Shabbos, that's all different ballgame, because they're dealing with a whole different ballgame. We spoke about that at the end of Shin Ches. Right? If I call it correctly. Mr. Berger Gimel, Zuga Makasha shows, so it's Lemur Mura Hashos, Shakar and Zager. It was a clock which shows the time, known to us as in Yiddish as a Zager. Shosi La Hashmir Karla Hadiah Hashos, and it also has a chime that it plays on the hour. So it's Mutter. And we're not concerned about that if people hear the music playing or the chimes going, people will think that you set up the clock, you person pull the weights on Shabbos. Because it's very common to not to wait till the last minute, but to most of them last more than 24 hours. And you could pull the weights Erev Shabbos. No reason why you should wait till Shabbos to do that. Okay. Lachin Rebbe John. Now, so the Mishabura. Now, the Mishabura deals with this issue, which about doing it on Shabbos. Al Shabbos. Okay, on Shabbos. So the way these clocks worked is they have a spring, and as the spring, so you tighten the spring by putting it, and as you tighten the spring, and then the spring is set up that it releases its the tension very slowly, and as it does that, it moves the mechanism which moves the clock. The clock keeps time. So how do you tighten the spring? So they had weights they would pull down. They pull down the weights, and that would tighten the spring. And slowly but surely, as the spring releases, the weights get pulled back up. And then you, when it gets too high up, you pull the weights back down, and you tighten the spring again. So the question is, are you allowed to tighten? What is the status of tightening those that spring on Shabbos? So the mission really is this. Lomi boy dim omad, if the clock stopped, he cannot do this process of pulling the weights, which will then allow the clock to start again. Okay. So not only is this also mirabonon, I skipped. All he's doing is just pulling the chut barzel. He's not even doing any fancy, you know, actions. He's doing a very, very simple action. It's asur. And according to many poskim, that's nisa d'oraisa. So that's, and the Sharatim points out that's a chayyadim. The chayyadim says that that's nisa d'oraisa. That's talking about if it stopped. And now a person, so once it stopped, it's taken from not functioning. It stopped already, and making it functional, that's called a tikkun mana, that's a issa d'oraisa. But if it's going already, also so maybe over there I'm not really doing anything by pulling on the weights. It's remoter. No, we say that's still also. So it's also to pull on the weights, even if the clock is still going. Okay.
Why wouldn't it be? What would be the problem?
Yeah, I'm gonna explain why. I want to read the Mishnah Berurah. I'm gonna explain. Okay. Okay. Now, Ibitashin Ur, you have a pocket watch. Chut Hamoshech Hagagalim. You have, there's a little thing that you wind. So the way you do it with a watch, they didn't pull weights. They would have something which they would turn, and that would tighten the spring. And accomplish the same thing. So that's Osir. In order, it's also to do that to prevent it from stopping. Unless you have, let's say, a situation where somebody's ill, and we need to keep track of the time to make sure he gets the medication at a certain time or something of that sort. So there, we're going to rely on the opinion that it's mutter. If we find the goy, you should use a goy. If it's difficult to find the goy, we can be made to allow a Jew to reset the mechanism, and the Jew can do that if it's still working.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. In case of a chayla, we said before that for a bona fide chayla, asking a goy to do malacha the rice is mutter. So if the clock is stopped and I need to ask a goy to start the clock, so that's also mutter. If that's what we need for the chayla, that's mutter. Okay. The Oyes and Murray shows you current Tashin, or you have pocket watches. Shirogal upon him, it's quite common. If the watch has stopped, then the loch is humanan, or the Matthias is humanan, if you shake it a little bit, it starts going again. Well, Tsarkli Zershalananoi Bishabis, a person can't do that act of Nanua. So he has to be careful not to do nanua and to start it back.
I noticed, Rabbi, in the Sidusha there 19 about self-winding.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. Oh. Now, so what's the issue over here? So, the Mishnah way where Shlomo Zalman understands, he says, if he has said anything, he says that a clock we have something which is not broken. I understand you take a kli which is broken and you fix it. That's called malacha d'oraisa. So taking something which is not functional, making it functional, is the rice. Shlomo Zalman holds, you know, do we say that a person, leaving the chazanish aside for boina, a person takes electric appliance and turns on the switch and say, oh, it was broken before, you fixed it, now it's tikkun mana d'oraisa. That's how it works. It works on and off. He says, this is unique halacha by a clock. Because whereas my machine, I might want it on, I might want it off. The purpose of the clock is to tell time. When the clock stops, I have a dysfunctional clock because it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. At this point in time, I have to tell it what the time is and reset it. Right? So it's supposed to telling me what the time is, I'm telling it what the time is. That's not a very, very functional clock when I have to tell it what time it is. Right? So by a clock, he says that he feels that the word of the Chayodim is when the clock stops, you have a problem. It can be addressed very easily. Right? You can pull the weights and you get it to go again. You can find somebody who knows what the right time is, and you will use your fingers to move the hands to the right place, and wonderful. But you need to fix it. That's called, so the Chayyadim holds, that's called a Tikkun Gomer, because it was not functioning at what it's supposed to be able to function, as opposed to a machine which returning a switch on and off, that's called normal function. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. That's not called, it was when it's off, it's broken, and when you turn on it, you fixed it. It's a unique halacha by a clock. That's the first step. So therefore he says the Chayyadim's halacha would not extrapolate, you cannot extrapolate from here to other types of electric appliances that the Chayyadim would hold, that using electricity is always the right, because before you turn it on, it's broken. If you turn it on, you fixed it. Right? That's what somebody wants to argue based on the Chayyadim. Right? That's the Chayyadim saying. If it's off, turning it on is malacha d'oraisa. So he said that's not true when you're talking about a machine, any other machine other than a clock. Okay. That's number one. Now, in a case where the person is going intentionally to then came along the Chayyadim and said, okay, now even when it has not stopped, it's still also to go and to pull the weights and to help it continue to go. But he says he's not sure if that's Isser the rice or not. So if you can't find a goy, you can do that. This Isser the Rabbanon, the Tzarech of a Chayla, for a Chayla. Then he moved to the pocket watch, which there over there there is usually you have a pin which you can turn, and then sometimes there is movements accomplished of that. So the question which comes nowadays is the self what's called a self winding watch. So self winding watch, the movement of the hand causes it to constantly the spring to constantly get
tightened up.
The tensile act of giving attention. On the other hand, many times, even if a person will leave it sitting and there'll be no movement, it'll last for more than 24 hours. So I'm not accomplishing anything. There's no real tikkun that I'm accomplishing by the movement right now. Vis-a-vis Shabbos, I'm not adding any tikkun which wasn't there beforehand. So so that which Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, it's also talking about a case where a person is intentionally going for that purpose, that's also. But a person is wearing it and he's not being mechaven for that purpose. Yeah, but it's a psikresha that it's happening. But we spoke about this idea by the Isurim, which are also because of psikresha, which I'm not interested in the result at all. So when it comes to the malach of tikkun mona, it's not called tikkun mona, but I'm not interested in the result. Right, that was the Magen Mishnah, which he spoke about multiple times, of that if a person goes over to a piece of wood and pulls off a piece of wood, a splinter, to use as a toothpick, he's chayv the raisa for making a toothpick on Shabbos. Right? Now, but if he pulls off a splinter not for the purpose of making a toothpick, it's mutter. So what do you mean it's mutter? It's a secretion, you made a toothpick. The answer is, when I don't want to use a toothpick, it's not a toothpick, it's a splinter. You don't say it's really a toothpick in disguise, but I'm just not using it. It's a splinter. Unless I decide I want to use it as a toothpick, then it's called a tikkun. I made it a toothpick. But if I have no interest in using it as a toothpick, it's not a toothpick. It's a splinter, so I didn't do anything. I moved a piece of wood from place A to place B, which is called muksa. I moved it muksa. You know, I was over there serving muksa. But there's no tikkun mana. I mean, these type of things where I'm creating a mana, if I have no, it's not going to function as a mana, and I have no intention to use it as a mana, it's not a mana. Right? So that's the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says in regards to tziruf of metal, in certain cases where I'm not going to use it for that purpose, it's not called I did a tikkun in it. It's not a tikkun. So over here, the argument is if I have no interest at all in the tikkun of the movement of my hand, because it's not Shabbos, it can continue functioning more than 24 hours without any movement at all, and I have no kavanah for that movement, so it's not that I'm doing a tikkun mona, but just not being aware of it. I'm not doing a tikkun mona at all, and that's why that's mutter to wear a...
self-winding watch.
A self-winding watch. Okay.
What about an electrical watch?
Electrical watch is not a problem. Not a problem to wear it. Just don't turn it on and off on some. Okay.
Usually
Most watches have a battery in.
Yeah.
So the shot with the person grappled with is the problem is that muksa, because the battery in general so doing muksa, moving the battery around that a problem. And the answer the person gives is as much it becomes part of the kli, so it becomes both of the kli. So it's not the kli is doing a ma'aseh betzim, which is mutter.
The battery operated quarter of a long clock.
You can move it. Yeah. Okay.
They have now something called a Shabbos clock or Shabbos alarm clock that they have seen sold in shops. He's up in Baltimore.
Right.
I'm assuming that's perfectly fine.
Well, that goes back to the issue over here. Rav Moshe was asked about setting an alarm clock from before Shabbos that should go off on Shabbos.
What would be the problem? I mean, if you're setting it before Shabbos and it goes off on Shabbos, and as long as you don't touch it, what's the issue?
That's a concern you might forget.
No, the concern over here is that the Mishnah Berurah said there's a the issue which you're doing over here is this: there's a potential maris einish. The people they'll hear music playing, there's sound being made, and they'll think that maybe you set it on Shabbos. So, in the good old days, what we all remember, right? You set your alarm clock before, and when you went to bed,
right?
Right. So my alarm clock goes off in the morning. Ah, you set your alarm clock last night.
When it was Shabbos.
Which was Shabbos. That's, you know, I said it before Shabbos, but that's exactly what Maariv Zayin is. I did it better, but people, since the standard way of doing it is not like that. That was Rav Moshe. Says, if it's not heard outside of the room, so in the room, everybody knows how you said it. You know, if it's not loud enough that you can hear outside of the rooms, he doesn't see a problem with that. That was his psak on that. But he says, in a case where it'll be heard beyond the room, since the derech was to set it at nighttime, the night before, he holds like it was a problem. We probably live in a world nowadays that that's not necessarily true anymore. People set their, you know, their alarms. They can set it at the beginning of the week, you know, or the beginning of the year, you know, to go off every Tuesday at, you know, this and this time, and that's what it does automatically. You know, so I'm not sure we're still in that world of that Maariv Zayin issue that he was talking about. Now, Rambam took it a step further, and even in a mechanical alarm clock, right? We're old enough to remember those. Right?
Yeah, the old-fashioned one. Yeah.
Right, so the way you turned it on and off, besides setting the time, was you had the little button on top, right?
Right.
So you want to know, can you set it before Shabbos? It's set to go off at 7. It's early, it's winter, right? So it's 12 hour o'clock. It's going to go off at 7 o'clock at night. Doesn't help you too much, right? You want it to go, so you want to leave the button down, right? Set the time before Shabbos, leave the button down, then Friday night, pull the button up. So this way, it'll go off in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So what was? Is
now, now you're setting it on Shabbos.
Now you are setting it up that it should, that it's all mechanical, right? You're not really doing anything. Nothing happens at the moment at all. Nothing, zero happens at the moment. There's no maisa which actually done, but you're causing it to play music. The next morning, is that a problem or not?
Hashmoskal
is a problem. We only talk music. Yeah, I'm calling music amazing Hashmoskal. Yeah. So the Isser of Hashmoskal is not also a grump. That's basically the person dealt with it. So we wanted to do that. According to Rashi, you still have another problem. Again, like, we don't have mechanical alarm clocks nowadays, and we don't have the Maariv Zayin issue anymore either. Both ends of the spectrum are no longer a problem. Okay, let's hold it over here. Okay.
Tomorrow night, same time, same station.
Same bad time, same bad station. I didn't say that, right?
Yeah, when last we left our girl, he was dealing with an alarm clock.
I want to run to the bathroom before Maariv.
Huh?
This here over here wants to run to the bathroom before Maariv.
Can I ask a quick question? Or at least I hope it's a quick question.
I want to run to the bathroom before Maariv.
All right.
So that's when you last left your hero.
Okay. My hero's running to the bathroom.